The next topic was discussed by Dr. LaRue, the use of PARP inhibitors in combination with anti-angiogenic agents and immunotherapy.
In terms of PARP inhibitor and anti-angiogenic, it's an active area of investigation. We know that bevacizumab is active in ovarian cancer. There's different trials currently ongoing assessing PARP and bevacizumab. One phase two trial that was presented at ESMO in 2017 with niraparib and bevacizumab showed it was feasible and safe, and we're currently awaiting the result of the randomized phase two. There's other antiangiogenic, for example, cediranib, which is broader activity in terms of the antiangiogenic. And when we compare olaparib to the combination olaparib and cediranib, this is significant in terms of PFS and overall survival, specifically and uniquely for the patient BRCA wild type. And as we know, by combination, we increase the side effect, and the side effects were mainly fatigue, diarrhea, and hypertension. Now, we also move forward with a combination of PARP and immune therapy. Why? Because when you have a DNA repair deficiency, you have intrinsic immunogenicity. How? Because you have this upregulation of the STING and FKBP pathway. Moreover, when you treat the patient with a PARP inhibitor treatment, you induce PD-L1. So that is a rationale to combine the two. And in the specific population of BRCA1 deficiency, we know that they have a higher neoantigen load. And there's different trial that has been done, and a lot of still ongoing, niraparib and pembrolizumab, the phase one has been done, and there's some interesting early activity in platinum resistance with a response rate about 25%. Another one, Mediola, it was a basket trial assessing olaparib and durvalumab. Again, it seems to be safe and some early activity that we need to be further validated. And the trial is still ongoing with a new arm assessing the triplet, olaparib, durvalumab, and bevacizumab. That's an exciting area that we need to follow for our patients.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty and to our community oncologist working group, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for addressing current questions and emerging considerations with the use of PARP inhibitors in the management of ovarian cancer.